23, we've been looking at verse 5, last part of the verse, "Thou anointest my head with oil." Thou anointest my head with oil. Again, this would usually take place at the end of the day when the shepherd would be leading his sheep to the sheepfold. Again, it's a picture of personal contact between the shepherd and the sheep. Oil here, anointing with oil, is the key, and that's a reoccurring theme throughout the Old Testament. And it is a oil, of course, is a picture of the person and the influence of the Holy Spirit. And we see that oil was used to consecrate or to set apart from all else. We see that the furnishings of the tabernacle were anointed with oil. That was setting them apart from everything else. It's a declaration that this is special. This is special. So when the Lord, or when the shepherd would anoint the head of the sheep with oil, that is a picture that this sheep is special. This is no ordinary sheep. This sheep is special to the shepherd. And of course, we, the saved, are special to the Lord, not because of anything in us, but simply because of Him. We see also that oil was used in the induction of priests. We see that it was used in the induction of kings. Again, it was for the purpose of setting them apart. This man is a priest. He's not an ordinary man. This man is a king. He's not an ordinary king. But it also was a picture of enabling power. And of course, the Holy Spirit is our enabling power. In Psalm 104, we also remember that oil was used in the lamp to cause it to burn continually, which is a picture of revelation, picture of illumination, and the Holy Spirit, of course, does that for us as well. In Psalm 104, verse 15, we see another use of oil. "And wine that maketh glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face to shine." Oil to make his face to shine. Speaks of the cheering and refreshing aspect of the oil. The Holy Spirit, of course, in the life of a child of God, cheers that child of God, refreshes that child of God. Notice in Proverbs chapter 27, Proverbs 27 and the 9th verse, "Ointment and perfume rejoice the heart." Ointment, that oil, rejoices the heart. So it's a picture of rejoicing. It's the Holy Spirit in us that cheers us. It's the Holy Spirit in us that refreshes us. It's the Holy Spirit in us that causes us to rejoice. So David says, "Thou anointest my head with oil." He's drawing a picture. He's declaring the rejoicing power of the Lord, the rejoicing power of the Holy Spirit. Another use of oil over in the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 6. In Isaiah chapter 1, we see the Lord painting a picture of the miserable condition of his people. In verse 6, he says, "From the sole of the foot even unto the head, there is no soundness in it. but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, then notice, neither mollified or soothed with ointment. So this oil has a soothing power. The Holy Spirit, of course, in us has a soothing power. So thou anointest my head with oil. There's a picture of God-given relief, refreshment, rest. It's also a picture of restoration. Now, from the viewpoint of the shepherd here, thou anointest my head with oil. There, of course, are a variety of insects and flies that would swarm around the sheep's face, causing, of course, great annoyance, causing irritation, would distract the sheep, make the sheep very uncomfortable and absolutely miserable at that time. Sheep, in an attempt to get relief from these insects and flies, they might, if they get annoyed enough, they might beat their head against trees or rocks, again, to give themselves some relief. They would thrash around. The shepherd, seeing this, would pour oil upon the sheep's head. You see, there was no need for, as long as the shepherd is there, there was no need for the sheep to beat their head against a rock or against a tree. And that is a good picture of the life of many children of God. They don't literally beat their head against a rock or a tree, but that's their life. They're annoyed. They're distracted. They're frustrated. And they try to bring themselves relief. Oh, you don't have to do that. The shepherd anoints the sheep's head with oil. We don't have to thrash around. We don't bring ourselves relief and refreshment. So the shepherd would pour this oil upon the head of the sheep, and the sheep would then, of course, stop beating his head against a rock or a tree or whatever. In other words, there was a transformation of behavior. And that, of course, is what the Lord does for us. The Holy Spirit in us transforms our behavior. Now, there are many today who would try to convince us that the Holy Spirit is in them, the Holy Spirit is in their life, working in their life, they're under the influence of the Holy Spirit, but there's no transformation of behavior. That doesn't make sense. And it's far from the truth. Wherever the Holy Spirit is, and again, the Holy Spirit, wherever he is, he's active. And if the Holy Spirit is dwelling within us, that has to result in a transformation of behavior. And if we're beating our head against a rock or a tree or a wall or whatever, we need a transformation of behavior. That's not how we're to act. And again, we need to come under the influence of the Holy Spirit. So this is a picture of relief, refreshment, rest. A picture of transformation or restoration as well. So, thou anointest my head with oil. It's a picture, again, as we said, of relief. God's people need relief because of our own nature, because of the influence of the world. We need relief. We need relief constantly. The mistake that we make is that we think we can bring ourselves relief, and we go out and seek that relief. It's the shepherd, it's the Lord that brings us that relief. We need to go to him. It's the only way. So there's the sheep, there are the flies and the gnats, and the flies and the gnats are swarming around the head of the sheep, and the sheep becomes obsessed with these gnats and flies swarming around their head. These gnats and flies and the sheep becoming obsessed with such results in a disruption in the sheep's normal life. And there are many things, of course, in a given day that can cause great disruption to our lives. And really, it's a maddening annoyance when these insects and flies are swarming around the sheep's head. It's a great irritation to the sheep. It results in exasperation. And again, we certainly do not have to explain, but the lives of God's people in this world, there's annoyance everywhere. There's irritation everywhere. There's exasperation everywhere. And if we get away from the shepherd, if we get away from the Lord, we'll find our lives filled with annoyance and irritation. The truth is, we bring a lot of annoyance into our life. We bring a lot of irritation into our life. We bring a lot of exasperation into our life by simply not staying close to the Lord. But so here's that sheep. Their life has been disrupted by the gnats and the flies, but the shepherd pours oil upon the sheep's head. And immediately, there is release. There is relief from the annoyance. And the sheep is refreshed. And its behavior is transformed. It stops beating its head on that rock. It stops beating its head on that tree. It stops thrashing around. The behavior is changed. And now all of a sudden, there's a calm. There's a calm. And there's a security. And that's what the Lord does for us. That's what the Holy Spirit does for us. He brings this calm. He brings this serenity into our lives. So David says, "Thou anointest my head with oil." There's a picture of rest. For the saved, when you and I were saved, there was a release. There was a relief from the darkness, from the enmity and the alienation in which we lived. And there was immediately, there was rest. There was rest. We're not talking about ceasing from activity. We're not talking about the absence of activity. We're talking about a state. We're talking about a state of security. You don't really rest unless you feel secure. And the Lord gives us rest by giving us a feeling of security. And what was it that gave the sheep that sense of security? It was just the presence of the shepherd. Just seeing the shepherd, the sheep felt secure. So there was a sense of rest. There was a sense of contentment that came upon them. And that's what happened when the Lord saved our souls. There was a sense of security. There was a sense of contentment that came upon us. There was a state of confidence and assurance that all is well. And this rest is found in the salvation experience. And it continues. It is to continue throughout our saved life. This rest is basically a stillness, an inward stillness before God, because that's where confidence is God. It's an inward calm, an inward calm. Just the opposite of what is described in Isaiah 57. If we turn over there, Isaiah 57, verses 20 and 21. But the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. And may I say, when a person cannot rest, there will be mire, there will be dirt in their lives. There is no peace. There is no rest, saith my God, to the wicked. So this rest that the Lord gives his sheep is something that the wicked are a stranger to. They know nothing about it. You can't describe to a wicked person the rest, the peace that you feel. They know nothing. They know nothing about it. But the sheep, they can live in this state, a state of inward calm. It's a state of wholeness. In other words, it's just the opposite of spiritual disease and sickness. And again, it's the presence of the shepherd that gives us this sense of wholeness. It's a state of harmony with God, this rest. It's a state of joy. It's a delight in the Lord. And this release and relief and refreshment is to be lived and enjoyed throughout the life of the saved individual. And again, it's contact with the shepherd that gives us this rest. Child of God cannot find it anywhere else. It's contact with the shepherd. Psalm 37, verse 7 says, rest in the Lord. That's where our rest is in the Lord. Our rest is not in the world. Our rest is not in our job. Rest is not even in our family. This rest is in the Lord. This is where we find that rest. And when David says, thou anointest my head with oil, he's drawing a picture of that. Notice in Isaiah chapter 28 and verse 12, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. So we see in this rest there is a refreshing also. Jesus in Matthew 11, very familiar verse of Scripture. And this is a verse that can certainly be applied to the unsaved sinner. It also can be applied to the saved. But in Matthew 11, Jesus said, verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, that is, burdened down with labor. Again, that sheep beating its head against the rock is laboring to find rest, laboring to find relief. But all they're doing is wearing themselves out. And Jesus, the shepherd, says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. He is the source of the rest. There is no rest outside of the shepherd. He goes on to say, he encourages them. First they have to come. Come. That's the first thing. Secondly, take. You cannot take until you come. So there has to be this nearness. There has to be a nearness to the Lord. Take my yoke, which is an emblem, of course, of service. We're all yoked to something. Everyone's yoked to something. It is the yoke of the Lord that gives rest. You do not miss out on anything. Taking the yoke of the Lord, taking serving the Lord. Take my yoke upon you. So we're to come, we're to take, and as we take this yoke, we're to learn. Learn of me. Learn of me. That is, we have to continually look to the shepherd, for I am meek and lowly in heart. That speaks of spirit. If we're going to take the Lord's yoke upon us, we have to be meek. We have to be willing, we have to be able to endure insults, mistreatment. We have to be meek. And that comes, of course, from lowly in heart. We have to be humble. You cannot consistently have this yoke of the Lord upon you if you have a heart problem, if you're not meek, if you're not lowly. So Jesus says, learn of me. I am meek and lowly. in heart, that speaks of inward. And ye shall find rest, not physical rest, rest unto your souls. Rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy. Service of God, if it is done correctly, does not burden us down, does not weigh us down. It's easy. And my burden is light in comparison to the world. That is so. The burden of the Lord, the yoke of the Lord is easy. It's much more difficult for a child of God to try to serve the world than it is for a child of God to serve the Lord. Your life will be much more difficult in serving the world. His yoke is light. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. So this release, this relief, this refreshment found in the Lord will raise the child of God above difficulties, even in the midst of difficulties and trials and storms and obstacles. The child of God can have this rest. This rest. Now remember the flies and the insects swarming around the head of the sheep, the face of the sheep. It causes great irritation. It's a great annoyance to the sheep, and they become distracted. And so it is today. Many of God's people are distracted by just about everything. And it's because of a spiritual condition. Jesus said to Martha in Luke 10, verse 41, Martha, Martha, thou art careful. That is, thou art worried and anxious and troubled. That is, fearful and anxious and distressed, agitated and confused about many things. And that's still true of God's people today. And there are a host of things that can throw the child of God into such a state. And the truth is, if we're not close to the Lord, just about anything can annoy us. Just about anything can become a great burden to us. And the apostles found themselves in this state of great agitation and alarm and fear and distress in that upper room. And Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. That is, do not allow. Those first two words, let not, that speaks of personal responsibility. It speaks of something that we can control. Let not your heart be troubled. That is, do not allow your spirit to be cast down. If our spirit is cast down, we have some responsibility in that. We have some accountability in that because we're not to let that happen. Let not your heart be troubled. Don't allow your mind to be pulled from the Lord. Don't allow your mind to be pulled from the positive. Let not your heart. Do not allow that to happen. How is it that we do not allow that to happen? We have to have a special relationship with the shepherd. Don't allow your circumstances to take away your rest and peace. If circumstances rob us of rest and peace, that's our own fault, because we have a responsibility. Let not your heart be troubled. There's something we can do to prevent it. And that, of course, is a close relationship with the Lord. So the implication of John 14 there is, though that many troubles can be prevented by us, many troubles in our heart can be prevented by us. And again, when David says, thou anointest my head with oil, he's drawing a picture. The shepherd and the sheep have come into contact. There's a closeness. And it's the act of the shepherd that brings this rest. So God's people, we often find ourselves in an annoyed situation or state of agitation or state of fear. But we have the privilege of living near the shepherd. And the shepherd can take away the fear. The shepherd can take away the agitation and the annoyance. He can take away the things that cause those annoyances. But even if the shepherd does not have to take away all the flies and all the insects to bring relief, all he has to do is pour that oil upon the sheep's head. And again, there are so many petty annoyances that can disrupt the life that a child of God is called to live. And if you look at many people who just never seem to be happy, never seem to enjoy the Lord, never seem to serve the Lord, there's just a lot of petty annoyances in their life. Those things would not even bother them if their heart was right. If their heart was right, the petty little things do not bother. But how many churches, how many lives have been destroyed by petty things? Things that don't even matter. And it's because of a heart problem with God's people. But the shepherd, time with the shepherd, takes care of all heart problems, takes care of all behavior problems. Just time with the shepherd. Thou anointest my head with oil. You see, the result of all of this is my cup runneth over. And we'll look at that next week. Let's look to the Lord. Word of prayer. Heavenly Father, again, Lord, we thank you for the fact that we are your sheep, that you are the shepherd. We pray, Lord, that you would help us again to know this life of that is so plainly pictured in Psalm 23. Help us, Lord, to know this and to experience it every single day of our lives. We do pray, Lord, for those that are lost, that you would open their hearts to salvation. Lord, that you'd save their soul this day. Cause them, Lord, to see their lost condition and cry out to thee. We do pray, Lord, that you'd help us to worship you in a way that would bring honor and glory to your name. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.